time for Coffee Talk, and we're going to get Madeline on the air here first. Madeline, can you hear us?
I can.
And then we'll go to guest number two, Miss Jan O'Donnell.
What?
Good morning.
All right. Oh, a double dose. I got you in my earphones. I got one sitting here in the studio. This is amazing. It is all about library news this morning here on KTWH. And Madeline, you want to start?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us today, Michelle.
Yeah.
If you noticed an ant farm of strong and able-bodied men carrying boxes and boxes out of the library yesterday and wondered, what the heck is going on? Jan and I are here to talk about why.
Oh, yes. I got a little teaser. It's the annual spring book sale for the library.
Yes! Happy Friends of the Library Book Sale Week. We are so excited for this partnership with the Friends of the Library and Lakeview Hospital. So Jan is here as our Friends of the Library leader to talk a little bit more with me about why we do this book sale, where this money goes, and how it stays in our community, and just all of the fun stuff that's going to be happening at that Lakeview Hospital conference room this week.
Yes, and who the heck are the Friends of the Library? Jan, you want to tell us?
The Friends of the Library have been around since 1997. We're an all-volunteer organization, and our major aim is to support the library through fundraising and supportive library programs. So, as I said, we're all volunteers, and I'm here because I'm the lead on the book sale. We have been running book sales to raise money for the library during our entire history, and we try really hard to adapt to changing times. So, as Madeline said, the partnership with the hospital as a location for our book sale is pretty doggone exciting because it's a great venue and lots of brightly lit space. The only part that complicates it a little bit is that we have to move all those books over there, which explains why we had a whole bunch of guys with a whole bunch of trucks and Scott Ross and some students from the high school working on helping us move the books. And they dropped them off at the hospital. And then we had a whole team of people who unboxed all those books. And I would have to say we have an amazing collection. And our hope is that we can raise a good amount of money for the library.
Oh, that's awesome. So listeners, stop by the library and we'll give you the times and dates and location here in a minute. But let's save those volunteers' backs and shoulders and let's just sell them all. And so then there's no schlepping back to the library needed, right?
Exactly.
So who's going to share the time, location, and dates?
I will do that. On Saturday, we have our famous bag sale where you can get a real bargain and come in and buy a bag of books for $7.
Oh, that's so awesome. And it's not only books. You have CDs and other resources.
Yep.
And so share what listeners and visitors to the library book sale can encounter.
Well, we have a large selection of fiction and nonfiction. We have a lot of children's books, and I would have to say that the children's books are free to children.
Nice.
If you're an adult buying for children, we ask for a donation, but kids get their books free, and we have a huge selection. We have CDs and DVDs, paperbacks, I mean, the whole realm of materials that you can get to learn some new things and enjoyment through books. So
that is awesome. Books, movies, music, you got it all going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. Hospital, Lakeview Hospital, for those who aren't aware, is located where in Two Harbors?
It's on Highway 2, just up from the stoplight there at 7th and Highway 2 on the right-hand side, sort of in conjunction with the clinic.
Nice. And the arena and all that stuff is there. So it's not even, what, a block and a half off of 7th or 61, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Excellent. Nice. Anything else either of you want to share on that topic?
I guess the only other thing I would say is that I want to thank all of the volunteers who are making mm-hmm. this event possible. All the guys with their trucks and all the other people who helped set it up and are helping to run the book sale. A big kudo to all of you.
Sweet. And Madeline had something to share as well.
Yes. I know that you and I have bumped into each other at the Friends of the Library book sales before. And as a shopper, I really appreciate all of the volunteer time and effort put into things because it is such a great sale to shop. Everything is so well laid out, mm-hmm. so beautifully curated. If you just want to look at cookbooks, they have everything clearly marked. Mm-hmm. If you just want to look at...
Who would want to look at cookbooks, Madeline?
Exactly. It's so great. And then as a library worker, I want to thank the Friends again, because although we do receive funding from the city and the county, donations from groups like the Friends of the Library really help us go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And this summer, the Friends of the Library are sponsoring three of our summer reading programs, including a mini art day where kids of all ages, including adults, will get to pick out a 3x3 canvas and paint whatever they are inspired to paint, and then we'll be able to have them tiled on the library wall this fall for a show. And that's something we wouldn't be able to do without the generous support of the Friends of the Library and the generous support of the shoppers of the book sale.
That's so fabulous, because 100% of the proceeds go directly right back into programming and supplies and maintenance of the library. So that's just fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to also agree with you on the layout of and the time that is put into organizing this book sale. Every time I go, it's just like it's so well done, like you said, marked, and you can tell that those books have been handpicked, and the CDs and all the other resources, that it's quality, amazing stuff. You will certainly find something that will speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Jane, anything you would like to add?
Come out to the sale.
Come out to the sale. And I would like to, you know, when we say that it's programming and things, there's pieces of the library that would not be there if it was not for the Friends of the Library. The toddler seats in the restrooms, some of the shelving in mm-hmm. in the library.
The Lego table in the kids' area.
Right.
Every Wednesday morning when you come from story time and you hear that clink, clink, clink of kiddosing, it's because of the Friends of the Library.
Yep, exactly. How can listeners get in touch with you, and what are your hours over there at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 218-834-3148 or visit our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, where you can also learn about the Friends of the Library, or our Facebook page at Two Harbors Public Library. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, and Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. Anything else either one of you would like to add about the book sale, Friends of the Library? Are you always looking for more volunteers to be part of the Friends of the Library, Jan?
There's all kinds of things that people can do in conjunction with the Friends. You know, whether you want to work with books or whether you want to work on a newsletter, you know, there's just a lot of different ways to utilize your talent. So if you would like to volunteer with the Friends, let us know. You can call the library and leave us a message. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, Michelle.
Oh, excellent. It was so good to see you, Jana. Mm-hmm. Usually you're working so hard at the book sales that it's just usually a wave. So, and I'm not even going to say that. She's going to be yodeling all day. She was very impressed with it.
Well, at least I'm awake now.
She put her headphones on. She's like, oh, now yodeling in high power.
That is the KTWH bumper sticker you need to do for the next fun drive. Traveling in high power.
There you go. Only on your community radio station, KTWH. Oh, that's excellent. All right,
what
Madeline.
What other station could we do that? I love it so much.
That we go from Carly Simon and James Taylor to yodeling to, you know, you just never know what you're going to get on KTWH, so.
Mm-hmm. What a great resource. Thank you so much for your time. And hey, I think, is the spring fun drive coming up?
It's starting right now, man. It's in full swing.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. I better head to the KTWH website and learn more.
Yes, there you go, for sure. Yep, we've been on the air for almost 8 years, and it's all because of listeners and supporters like those tuning in right now. And I also want to take this opportunity to thank you as the Two Harbors Public Library and the Friends of the Library for being such a great partner. You guys have been with us in different forms since the beginning, and that's what truly makes this community radio. And I know I've heard people, when I say KTWH, this is a segment, the library news, that people, it resonates with people. They're like, oh, I love when Madeline comes on. You guys always have so much fun and such great information. So this 10 little minute segment each week is a big deal. And so I really, really appreciate it, Madeline, and the Two Harbors Public Library to make it happen.
Thanks so much, Michelle. And we're looking forward to so many more watts or volts or whatever it's called when you go high power, and many more years, because KTWH, you know, it's like, it's the digital living room of the community. It's where people can go to gather, connect, celebrate, learn, and it's just a joy to be a part of it.
That's a bumper sticker right there. The digital living room of the community. Way to go. We're going to trademark that. Excellent. I'll let you go, Madeline. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you at the book sale.
All right. Awesome. And Jan, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your work with the Friends. And here's to a very successful book sale this spring.
Yep. Thank you.
All righty.